Look, we're not going to comment on stories such as this. The fact of the matter is the material was provided to the court in the press instruction.
He didn't question my recollection, did he?
No. No.
Because my conversation, I remember, that I told him that night, there was nothing. So he was in good shape.
Yeah, he was in good shape. He said, look, Ron, he said, the point of it is, he said, in the course of discussions, that's where you have a client, you know, Justice Department confidentiality of executive privilege. He said, hell, there are all sorts of working papers that are discussed, national security matters, what impact that has. He said, that's irrelevant. He said, he said, the main fact is, he said, you have all sorts of working papers when you're dealing with it. You have disagreements within the Justice Department is how they proceed.
That's right. They did hear.
So, good. That's out of the way. The other point, so I would tell you time, Buchanan is working on a memo to you in terms of some of the things you said this morning. Everyone was very impressed by that. That was a good, solid people, so that is in terms of your
remark tonight.
Do you want that?
Not long.
No, it's in the
very brief.
Then the other point, I just was speaking with Al. In terms of tomorrow, Al feels this, I feel this also, that at this point, from Al's standpoint, therefore, in the best interest of what we're doing, it's better to keep referring to him as an interim at this point, unless you want to do otherwise. But the argument for referring to him as an interim is that it doesn't get a lot of people in Washington beginning to set him up as a target now to make up to his effective right time.
Well, on the other hand, the staff, I refer to him otherwise this morning.
Doesn't matter
to
the staff.
I see.
That's fine. And you make your decision that he's going to be permanent anyway. It's just through this period where it's better out of you.
I'll just say that he's taking over these duties at this time.
Does not sound defensive, but it has to be said right. start learning from the mistakes. If you don't want to say that in a way that the president's
I want to say that to the cabinet.
Yeah, that's something I've done. It's got to be carefully
quiet. I don't want to say it because the president will think that we're all crooked. They're
zealous
in the press again. I'm not going to allow that goddamn press.
So I agree.
They've gone too far.
They have, and we'll
hear as they have in the past. We're not going to show any resentment, but on this one, I mean, they're going to look back. Oh, they won't look back. Oh, have their day. You know, to think so wrong, they would take the word of a, you know, and against the word of a Robert Mueller.
They haven't done that yet. Public
hasn't. Huh?
Public has not done that yet.
Public hasn't, no.
I was talking to Pat this morning. He said, Pat, did you hand out? So I mentioned the guy. I said, Pat, did you any time ever doubt that the meetings could run for the president? You know how Pat has? He said, hell no. He said, every press conference, every briefing will run. You remember, we always check everything with John Hayden on the, on Watergate as to what we can say about the
is he trying to get off the record that he wasn't in the investigation of that region in 1925?
Uh-huh, yes, sir. That's one of the points he was making.
Well, he didn't conduct an investigation.
That's what we're going to come in.
Yeah, but why is he trying to get off of that? I don't know what the hell that, how that helps.
Well, he's getting off of it by simply saying that he reported everything he did to Bob and John. Bob and Jeff, did Bob and
they end up with the investigation?
Well, his point was, it really wasn't, see, his point is that if there was a cover-up, Bob and John were very much involved in it. Therefore, his investigation was not an investigation or whatever.
But I would say, for example, the Congress is perfectly capable of saying that, you know, that's all that you can do. When he came in, he was sure, which I must have, recollection of it, the day, you know, that went out and after that day, the last visiting group had, you know, the last visiting group had a copy. He may have said that he told us that they were paying off the return to Robin to pay to my first knowledge, first knowledge. And Bob and John always kept all the mentions. I didn't know Bob had the reason for sure. I didn't know that Bob and John had called. But you take a dean, you know, that's the problem you're going to have with him. You're going to make charges like that. And I guess, unfortunately, in that conversation, Paul was there. I don't know if he's going to say that. You know, he might have, you know, after all, I mean, he's very likely to probably to throw that. He might have thrown that completely. Try to worry as much out of that conversation as you could. How did you discover there that he came in? We were friends on Cheshire Cat.
No, sir. Friends.
Friends around the room. So he's the president congratulated for you and the living room. I'll be there. I doubt if he said it that way, but that's a good job.
Yeah, but you did that
because Hall of Asking to see why did, you know, it might have been the staff show. Congratulations, you look down there, you look down here, you know, congratulations, thank you. That's what it is, what you did. Well, I'm anxious to get his goddamn papers. Also, main thing, Ron, get the word out. Get it out and fight it. I want you to fight it. I can do that. I think that's the reason. destroy them right now.
Yeah, it's here, Bob. It's not up to the, I was talking to Pat. Pat's put together a plan.
Next time you find it, it's all that. But I think that if you've got a way to see the whites in their eyes, and then give it to them, but not let them necessarily strike the first blow. If we know what their goal is going to be, which is a gun hand. God, I am mystified by that, except that sounds like a deemed ploy, doesn't you know, to have a safe deposit box. He handed it to the judge. That's what he did. He handed it to the prosecutor, not to the court. The court. And he did this one. Said what? He did. Should be. These are in a safe in my home.
No, it was safe to deposit them. He said he put them in.
Things get taken out of the way.
Yeah, you see, I think what all he could have is when he wrote the campaign. Back in January, I recall a discussion of Dean putting together some material to get out, which would have been I suppose it's a ready sense.
Yep.
So that might be what he had.
Oh, of course. Oh, that wouldn't help it. Not that. What he wrote the campaign to do after the fact. Terminate everybody with D.
So I'm sure
way to not do it.
Okay,
that's but we've got no choice to whatever he says to fight him to the death. Nothing's worth anything. I suppose to set by what I'm sitting there exposed, you know. Saying percentage now, if we get a little more of the president at this time of the election, I guess it's better.
I'm sure that's true.
Even though they think that even though they question all this crap, you know, they use them in bigger ones too.
The Senator polls pretty quickly after.
Frankly, I mean,
cautious, won't you? I think you should have that poll, but careful as to how it comes into you.
Okay.
Did Colson send it by now?
I don't. Yes, he must have sent it. Well, Al's had stuff in now.
Yeah, right.
So, that's all I know. I talked to Colson. Why'd he go to the grand jury?
I don't know.
The curious thing is, you know, of all these things, they don't have
money. Well, we talked about that
before. You talked about it before. The guy was really getting the most.
The guy's really covered himself. He's got an answer for everything.
I do think some of us out there, the loose cannon for him is not game.
It's hunt.
But it's hunt. And hunt now. He's got no incentive to do anything. Talk, in my opinion, if he just going to reproduce his sentence, he doesn't have what we've been looking for.
Of course, Hunt, Hunt may not have that much. If someone gets something in motion, if you know something is in motion, he will stay away from what he put in motion, whereas as the thing continues, other people bump into it.